This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. In the U.S., a gunman opened fire at an elementary school in South Texas on Tuesday, killing 14 students and one teacher before the suspect himself died. Governor Greg Abbott told reporters the latest shooting in an epidemic of gun violence at schools in the United States. Abbott said the gunman, identified as 18-year-old Salvador Ramos, apparently was killed by police officers responding to the scene, and that two of those officers were struck by gunfire, though the governor said their injuries were not serious. Authorities said the suspect acted alone. Official details on the circumstances of the midday shooting remained sketchy in the immediate aftermath of the violence, which unfolded at Robb Elementary School in the town of Uvalde, Texas, about 80 miles west of San Antonio.
He shot and killed horrifically, incomprehensibly, 14 students and killed a teacher.
Governor Abbott adding,
The shooter was Salvador Ramos, an 18-year-old male who resided in Uvalde. It's believed that he abandoned his vehicle and entered into the Robb Elementary School in Uvalde with a handgun, and he may have also had a rifle.
U.S. President Joe Biden plans to address the nation about the shooting at 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time, the White House said. The Texas rampage is the latest in a series of mass shootings in U.S. schools that have shocked the world and fueled a fierce debate between advocates of tighter gun control and those who oppose legislation that could compromise the rights of Americans to bear arms. The shooting in Texas is one of the deadliest at a U.S. school since a gunman killed 26 people, including 20 children, in Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut in December 2012. This is VOA News.